This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seat, emphasizing the power of the Trump coattails. There's no question about it. The Trump-backed challenger is the winner in Wyoming. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. We are so close as we keep talking about midterm elections and the importance of voting. This was a big one in Wyoming because 2 years ago, with almost 70% of the vote, it was just a shoe-in for Liz Cheney. Much different result this time around, so we'll be talking about that. Also, the miracle of hearing aids. Why is she bringing up hearing aids? Because to me, it's fascinating, as I've known younger people that have struggled with hearing. It's amazing now what has happened in that world of technology and what has been produced with the stamp of the FDA. And since there's nothing like being able to actually hear and pay attention and listen to what's happening around you, I think it's pretty fascinating. So we'll also jump on that. Plus, your thoughts as we go to the mailbag. And we have a few other tricks up our sleeve to be sure. But let's start with really the big thing, and that is the results in Wyoming. And why is that so big? Because it is a referendum on really the former president, because you had a challenger who wasn't in the picture at all and suddenly came into view thanks to her endorsement by the former pres, Donald Trump. So Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who since January 6th at the Capitol has become the Republican Party's biggest critic of the former pres, was booted from her House seat by the Trump-backed Harriet Hageman. So she went down with a fight, but she went down in a very, very, very big way, so different from what initially had happened. Clearly, it shows, again, the supporters of Donald Trump, who in Wyoming were paying attention to what was going on with Cheney and what she was saying and what she was doing. And she used her spotlight of the House primary to tick off Donald Trump. And so she did not win, and it wasn't a winning hand that she was playing based on the polls and what people had to say, etc. So the three-term congresswoman hasn't said what her next political move is, but there's all these rumors that she might run for president in 2024 as a foil for Trump. She kind of used her speech, her concession speech, to preview a fight against Trump without laying out exactly what that means. In fact, as she left the stage, Tom Petty's "I Won't Back Down" was blaring over the event's speakers. So there is something else going on, obviously, here. But, you know, it's interesting. It was such a big percentage. Harriet Hageman just won this hands down. So clearly, the former president and his allies have spent the spring and summer turning Republican primaries across the political arena into some interesting plays, which loyalty to the former president is a central factor. And even though there are some places where it didn't pan out, this is a place where clearly it showed that the people in Wyoming were not going to back her based on some of the things that happened while she was in office. Because if you look while Donald Trump was president, she voted for almost everything that he wanted to have happen. So clearly, once she started to go on the attack of the former pres, with January 6th committee, things that she said, voting for impeachment, all of that, that played into the repercussions of her running again, that was not, you know, that she was not going to win the nomination. So she did not win the nomination. The headlines blaring out of Wyoming were pretty interesting. One of the headlines I saw, and I think it was on Drudge, said Cheney down, MAGA scalped. So clearly, in some places, we're seeing that play out, and this was definitely one of the spots where that absolutely happened. While that was going on, it's interesting. There were some other things that we were talking around the virtual water cooler about, and we knew this was going to be big looking at Wyoming, but also Alaska and the Alaska Senate. Lisa Murkowski, who voted to impeach Donald Trump, is the heavy favorite still for that Republican nod, and the percentages of precincts coming in still not reporting. You know, that's still off the map right now. And then you have Sarah Palin, who also is running. And Sarah Palin, don't know if that's going to happen or not, but there's a good chance she could be back into the political game, this time representing on the Hill. So Alaska is will be interesting to watch, but we don't have the results. We know that Harriet Hageman got 64.7% of the vote to Liz Cheney's 30.9%. So you know she's got it. So boom, that was the reason for the concession speech, etc. We don't know what's going to happen yet with Alaska, but that will be one to watch. Absolutely, for sure. And then this just became official, so this is part of the buzz. The Prez signed that bill to tackle lower health care costs, and the Inflation Reduction Bill is what it, Reduction Act is what it was called, and impose a minimum tax on profits for the largest corporations in the country. He did an official ceremony in the state dining room of the White House, and praised the significance of the legislation and said that it's a dark time in America, but we haven't flinched. We're not giving in. He said the soul of America is still alive. Remember, the House passed this bill 220 to 207 after the Senate passed it on a party line vote. Harris, the vice president, was the tie breaker. So this is probably the biggest legislative push by congressional Democrats this session ahead of the midterm elections. And one of the big obstacles that the Democrats had to overcome was Senator Joe Manchin, who said back in December he couldn't move forward with the bill, and he changed his mind after cutting a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And then we got this Inflation Reduction Act. So it was smaller than the original piece of legislation that was aimed at kind of the same things, but way smaller, way, way, way smaller than what was initially proposed, which is a $2 trillion spending package. Wow, $2 trillion. So we'll see what happens once this kicks in. We're kicking it to the other side, and I'll meet you there.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
So what's the latest there? A lot of you concerned about it, and it was kind of up and down. What I say up and down meaning some people who think it's ridiculous and that Trump is getting away with something with the document grab, and others who say, well, no, it's ridiculous. It's a witch hunt. That's pretty much how people roll here. That's why I like our mailbag, because if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, and you just want to spill the beans on anything, you can do it here 24/7. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. So this is interesting. There was a Rasmussen poll that was just taken that showed that 36% have a favorable view of the Attorney General Merrick Garland. That figure is up from those who said they had an unfavorable opinion of him in an October poll, but just by a few points. Now, this was taken after the FBI raided and ransacked the South Florida estate of the former President Donald Trump. So that obviously plays somewhat into it, I would think. The latest of this whole document gate thing is that the former press says the FBI grabbed everything like I was a common criminal. And he said that they just returned my passport, so thank you, because he put that out on Truth Social. He said, unfortunately, when they raided my home, they opened their arms and grabbed everything in sight. And he said, this shouldn't happen in America. So he first raised the issue of his passports being stolen from his home on Monday night, and that's what ended up that's what ended up becoming part of the story. What happened with the passports? What's the deal with the passports? And the FBI did have to give them back, but supposedly they didn't realize they had picked them up, which seems rather ridiculous to me, that part, if that's even true, whatever's in between that, because trying to figure out what is and what isn't is the difficult thing in all of this. The FBI interviewed the ex-attorney for Donald Trump and talked about the sensitive documents. So when I say that, we're talking about Pat Cipollini and his deputy who were part of this investigation, you know, into the sensitive documents. So it's unclear what happened there, because that interview initially took place a couple of months ago. And now during this raid, they removed classified documents, including some that were marked top secret, which we have already heard that. It was part of this investigation into whether they were illegally removed from the White House after Donald Trump left office in January of 2021. And he's saying the records were declassified and placed in secure storage. And he's saying that the Justice Department has exaggerated the urgency of securing the documents in question and their overzealous search in order to tarnish him as he considers another run for the presidency. So it seems to me, because now there's been protests at some of these offices, some of these FBI offices, it seems to me that, if anything, it's fueling or fanning the flames of people that are saying, I want to see you run again. I want to see this part two of Biden-Trump. If, in fact, it's even Biden that ends up running, which, again, is another wild part of the story of the world we live in, because normally you would have the president or the party of record would have the president, if they wanted to run again, they would run and that would be it. They would get the backing for the most part. It doesn't mean that always is the case. But if you look back in our history, that's pretty much, except for in the early years of the founding fathers, really, that's pretty much what you would get in the conversations. So 2 years goes by very quickly. And with the war chest that you have to amass and all that you have to assemble to make a run, I think we're going to hear some announcements actually pretty soon. And this is absolutely part of what people are talking about. I'm seeing more political signs, I think, than I've ever seen way before the election. But there is no timeline, I guess, that's too far afield when you're dealing with the things that we're dealing with in this country. It's still that push-pull, the yin-yang. It's me against you and us against them. And, you know, we're so split and polarized, and that's just gotten worse because there doesn't seem to be any in-between. And this is why we're watching things unfold in real time, even a little bit faster than we might have normally seen it. Even in looking at Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor says this is where the woke go to die. He said on Tuesday he was speaking, and he's talking about the state's education system, and he committed to continuing to oppose the trends of teaching critical race theory and gender ideology in schools. He said, obviously, in the classroom, we've battled a lot of ideologies. What I've said is, in the state of Florida, it is the place where as I said before, his quote, the woke go to die. We're not going to let the state descend into some type of woke dumpster fire. We're going to be following common sense. We're going to be following the facts. And why is this important? Because you have kids back in class, and you have a governor who wants to run for president, and if for some reason it's not Donald Trump who gets the nomination, he could be somebody who gets the nomination in all polls. That's the way it's looking, at least right now. So anything that he's saying, this takes on a bigger national meaning, I think. And he's talked about, in the schools, it's about educating kids, not indoctrinating kids. What we're doing, what we're saying, is that teaching is not about learning education in college or university. It's about having proficiency in subjects, then learning on the ground about how to do it. So he signed a couple of controversial things into law, parental rights in the education bill, and that kicks in, and that led to the CPAC, you know, opening that he had, and what he talked about just even a year ago. I want to say it was more than a year ago in Orlando, Florida. And so, you know, this has been the big wind-up, the big build-up for him, for sure. And it may be that he is the one that could beat Trump in 2024 for the nomination. And it would be interesting to see what, if the vote was held right now, we're talking about Republicans, if they had to make the decision now, would it swing more toward the former president? Would it swing toward DeSantis or somebody else that would also put their name out there that would be able to get enough of the attention, enough of the vote, that they would end up being running on the Republican side while the Democrats try to sort out whether it's Biden or not? And that's a big question mark, I think, at this point. I don't think the White House would say that, but clearly people in the Democratic Party are scheming behind the scenes and talking about it and concerned about what does that mean if he runs again. All right, this is absolutely something that will affect a lot of people that are in this listening audience. It has nothing to do with politics. Well, a little bit to do with politics, but it has to do with water. And many of you in the mailbag brought this up, and maybe because there was a big 60 Minutes piece on it, I'm not sure, because I've talked about it before, because there's a lot of attention on this lately. But for the second year in a row, Arizona and Nevada are going to face cuts in the amount of water that they can take from the Colorado River as the West is enduring more problems with the drought. What does that mean? We're talking about that part of the mailbag coming up.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. federal law enforcement busted 8 alleged members of New York crime families and 1 Long Island police officer in a crackdown against a large-scale illegal gambling racket. The New York Post reports members of those crime families allegedly used a string of Queens soccer clubs as well as a coffee bar and shoe repair shop as fronts for the operation. President Joe Biden signed the $739 billion Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday.
We've not wavered, we've not flinched, and we've not given in. Instead, we're delivering results for the American people. We didn't tear down, we built up. We didn't look back, we looked forward.
Critics and the Congressional Budget Office said despite the name, the law does not reduce inflation. This is USA Radio News. Illegal immigrants are being bused from Texas to New York, and some are stepping in to help once they arrive.
The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York City in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan describes the illegal immigrants' experience traveling to the United States and arriving in New York City.
Some of them for months have been walking from Colombia and Venezuela. Now they feel at home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending the illegal immigrants on buses to New York City because the cities are sanctuary cities for immigrants, and he believes they should be able to handle it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And General Motors is recalling more than 484,000 large SUVs in the U.S. to fix a problem that can cause the third row seatbelts to malfunction. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, the mailbag is overflowing, as you can imagine. A lot of it has to do with politics, Liz Cheney, and what else is going on with the FBI and the shakedown at Mar-a-Lago and what will happen in the near future, and are we confident about the FBI, and then the Inflation Reduction Act, and will it really do anything or amount to, as Jake said, a hill of beans? That's such an interesting expression. So let's just dive right into it. So first with Jack. Jack says, Kay Delaney, I have no use for Liz Cheney. She is a tool for what she did with the really insane circus called the January 6th Committee and everything that flowed after that. To me, it seems like she had set her target so much on Trump, she was asking to get knocked off and knew that that was going to happen. And then she compares herself to Abraham Lincoln after she is trounced in her home state of Wyoming. So good for Harriet Hageman and the backing and the support of the former prez, because she has a good shot at winning this one. And we'll see if she runs for president, especially against Donald Trump. I would predict the same thing will happen. I don't know. It's so interesting that that whole thing about running for president came up. So what she said was she congratulated the other candidate and then said, you know, she reacted to the fact that it, well, when I say she congratulated her, she conceded, basically. And then she did say, the great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. And then Lincoln ultimately prevailed. He saved our union. He defined our obligation as Americans for all of history. Speaking at Gettysburg of the great task remaining before us, Lincoln said, "We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth." So as we meet here tonight, that remains our greatest and most important task. So pretty much she's comparing herself to Lincoln and saying she may run. Wow. That means her political future is not dead. But what is the chances of getting that nomination in 2024? Wow. All right. So, Jack, we move on from that and we go to this one from Mary. Mary says, wow, it is so divisive, the political game, Kate, in our country. It's gotten so personal. I mean, was it always this personal? Maybe it was always this personal. Who the blank knows? But I think that now it is just one mudslinging campaign in every single office in this land. Can't we come together as Americans? I mean, hey, fight the good fight, but the angry, nasty rhetoric, check it at the door, people. What kind of human beings are we, and what are we showing the children in the future? I never thought that I would live in a country where you couldn't express yourself without naturally getting a target on your back if people didn't agree with you. Okay, so I'm assuming you're referring somewhat to the things that are happening just in general overall. And sure, I mean, we've talked about that before, that why can't you, you know, it used to be, and maybe there are some people that still are this way. I would say I'm this way. I have friends that are right of Attila Hun. I have people that are super, super conservative in my life. I have people that are, you know, that are Democrats. I don't discriminate against that in my personal life. I welcome the argument. I welcome the disagreement because that's how I grew up. Defend what you think, but don't shoot the person you don't agree with in the head. So, yeah, it does. Sure, there's nastier rhetoric and there's some nasty things that have happened. Absolutely. All right, so we move on to May, who says, Kate, what is your take on the 14 FBI whistleblowers? And so we save this one because, you know, Jim Jordan was all over the place talking about this, and you may have, I mean, you probably have heard the story. So the Ohio rep claims that 14 of the FBI have come forward to Republican investigators following that raid on the former president's residence in Florida last week. So it's prompted a lot of, certainly on Twitter, it's been a joke fest. But in all seriousness, in conversations, Jim Jordan was on, I want to say, Fox News. I think I saw him on Fox News, and he argued that the Department of Justice has been dangerously politicized, and saying that the raid at Mar-a-Lago, that some of the FBI agents had figured it out too. So 14 came to Republican offices on the Hill as whistleblowers, and he said they're good people. There are a lot of good people in the FBI. It's the top that's the problem. Some of these good agents are coming to us, telling us what is baloney, what's going on, the political nature now of the Justice Department. God bless them for doing it. That's what he said. So what's Also interesting in this, May, and to forward this a little bit more, is will we know what was in the affidavit? Because that's part of it. Like, what was in the affidavit? What was going on there that led to the raid? And there is a judge who is deciding that, who is listening to that. So there is a chance that that could bust wide open, and then we would know what was in that affidavit, which I think pretty much spells out everything, right? And so on Twitter, they were mostly busting on Jim Jordan and making fun of the whole thing and joking that it's, you know, ridiculous. And then there were other things that were written that, no, it's not ridiculous, that why would they go to his office? And why would they say that they don't agree with how political things are becoming? And so now there are questions about the legitimacy of that. And there was something I saw where the question was, is Congressman Jordan willing to testify under oath that 14 FBI agents came to him as he claimed on cable news? It never ends. It never ends. So fact check it. I mean, that's it. You know, we got to live in the world of fact checking. But can you taint fact checking? And the answer is, I guess we could all the way around on anything. It's just like polls. You can manipulate polls to have them read the way you want them, to look at the tea leaves, I think, the way that you want them. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Joe, who says, is it just me, or are more people getting COVID and we're just like moving on? Like, hey, things are normal now, so hopefully you either got your booster or didn't, and you're playing Russian roulette, or, you know, it's just a different world. So we are tired of talking about COVID, and let's hope that we don't have any strong strains, because look at all the people that are testing positive, including the First Lady just tested positive for COVID. Yes, she tested positive, so to address that part of it, she tested positive and she's staying in South Carolina, I guess. It's not surprising, I think, that she tested positive, because Biden's tested positive twice, the Prez, and I guess her symptoms are mild, and Paxlovid is what she's taking, and yes, more people, if you want to say more people, more high-profile people, it gets announced when they have COVID. And I know more people that have gotten COVID. I've said this before, you can get those free tests, and people are taking COVID tests at home, so we don't really know the full extent of it. And mostly what you hear is that the symptoms are mild, and, you know, knock on wood, people aren't going to the hospital in droves and are surviving it. But not everybody is surviving it. There are people that with compromised immune systems and other factors who have died from this new strain of COVID. So, yes, I think the weariness of this, the burnout of COVID and the conversation around COVID has had people deciding, you know what, nobody's mandating anything right now, and I feel pretty comfortable, so I'm going to do what I do, and I'm not going to worry about it. And that's mostly what I see, people just doing what they're going to do. Are there people wearing masks? I've seen that in grocery stores. I've seen that in some more crowded places. But it's not the norm now. It's not like it was. And it's true. Yes, there are no mandates about that at this point. It's just something that we live with. I mean, it's something we live with and we watch and hope we don't get another horrific strain or see the things that we saw just a couple of years ago, because I think it has really beaten people down physically, emotionally, mentally, and all kinds of different aspects, that's for sure. All right, it's definitely taken its toll on children. We're talking about that next. Stay with us.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
She's the executive medical director at GoodRx and a board-certified pediatrician practicing in the New York area. And, boy, this is a great time to talk to her. You think of kids of all ages going back to school. I know all about that stuck in traffic today. And so it is exactly the perfect time to talk about things to look for when you look at your children and you look at having a healthy school year for sure. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just dive right into it. What are your biggest tips for parents as they're getting ready for, you know, some are already now, like today, this week, going into school, others going into school in the next couple of weeks. What are some of your tips for a healthy school year?
Yeah, well, there's three main areas that I think it's really important to check in with your child and pediatrician about. So the first is your child's physical health, making sure they're up to date on their immunizations. And also, if they have medical conditions such as asthma or severe allergies, that they have an action plan at school that your pediatrician has come up with you to make sure that your child, in case they have an emergency, the school knows what to do. The other important part, if your child has a medical condition, is to make sure they have their prescription medications, not just at at home, but also at school, which can become an affordability issue. So you could check GoodRx.com for discounted prices or talk to your pediatrician about alternative medications that may be cheaper and affordable to make sure that your child gets the care they need. The second important part is that mental and social emotional health issues that our poor children in the last 2 years have really had a roller coaster. And going back to school, there is a lot of ups and downs that are going to be coming their way. So making sure that some of the symptoms they may have, such as a stomach pain or their heart is racing or they're breathing really fast, it may be due to like stress or anxiety, and talking to them about it and identifying it. And then the most important thing is actually giving them some tools of like what to do about it, such as maybe take a deep breath and close your eyes to slow things down. It's really important to provide your daughter or your son these tools so that they have a successful year in managing their stress and anxiety. And last but not least, if your child has a learning disability, or you may think they have one because last year academically it just didn't go well, and this summer you're seeing them struggle to get their summer homework and reading done, talk to your pediatrician and your teacher for your child to see if maybe there needs to be testing done to make sure we're not missing a learning disability and get the services that they need for a happy, healthy school year.
You know, one of the things that we see and hear so often from parents is they just didn't know this, they didn't know that, and it's not always obvious what's going on with kids. What are some signs of what you were talking about, learning difficulties that maybe parents should be on the lookout for?
Yes, sometimes it can be diagnosed later in life. It could be at any age. And so finding these subtle signs and symptoms, such as you see that your child really struggles to be organized, or that they're tough to like get their deadlines met or finish their tests on time, or they are studying so hard, you actually see them put the effort, but their grades just don't match up. They're really not able to succeed in academic subjects. Or the opposite, that they're defiant. They're fighting you to study. In school, they're acting out. They're behaviors because they're trying to deflect from the attention that they don't really know what's going on or they're not understanding it, so they're acting out. So taking these signs and kind of taking a deeper dive and talking to the teacher, talking to your pediatrician and working as a team to see if maybe your child actually has a learning disability or having difficulty to learn, and that's why they're presenting themselves not in their best way.
Yeah. Here's a big one, and I mean, if so many people, adults, struggle with this, what's one way parents can balance or even limit their children's screen time?
Yes, I think even as adults, we're all struggling with all the electronics available to us. So it's important as a family to come up with a family media plan, which means really sitting down and coming up with when you can create screen-free times in the house and also as a family. So a couple times a day that I recommend are great opportunities are one during meals. If at mealtime everyone can get their phones and iPads, all their electronics off the kitchen table, get back to talking together and engaging. Those are great times to have screen-free time. Another great opportunity is when they're doing their homework or when they're studying or just finding time where they have to read a magazine or a book or chill out and carve out that time as screen-free time and no electronics in the room. Another great time is an hour before bed. It's really important to decompress, to get off the screens, let your brain start settling down so that you and your body and your family can all get a good night's sleep. So these are some ways that you can work together. And, of course, as an example, as an adult, we need to follow these also.
Yeah, some great, great, great advice. Where can our listeners go for more information?
Please check out GoodRx.com/health, where we've created and curated content that are by physicians, doctors, healthcare providers, pharmacists, and healthcare experts to make sure that we're providing you with the best expert advice. And also, if you do need medications or need healthcare, GoodRx.com provides affordable options so that you can get the healthcare you need at an affordable price.
Great stuff. Dr. Preeti Parikh, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, this is pretty interesting, and I brought it up at the very, very, very top of this show. Can you imagine if you could go get hearing aids without a prescription? Well, guess what? Later this fall, you can if you fall into that category. Millions of Americans are going to be able to do that. Why? Because the Food and Drug Administration says the new regulation cuts all that ugly red tape. Ugh, cutting red tape, that's a miracle in itself. Creating this new kind of hearing aids that don't require a medical exam, a prescription, and other whatever specialty evaluations that you have to go through. So they're going to be sold online or over the counter at pharmacies and other stores. They're for adults with mild to moderate hearing problems. About 30 million adults could potentially benefit from hearing aids. So look out, guys, if you say, what'd you say? I didn't hear you when you get a long honey-do list. But I'm just kidding. Only about one-fifth of people with hearing problems use any kind of hearing aids now. And the hearing aids look pretty invisible. I have a friend, and he's, how long has he had this? He's in his early 40s. In fact, we've had him on the show. He's a brilliant writer. And he has, I didn't even know this when we first knew each other, he has hearing aids. He has had hearing problems forever. And every once in a while he'll say, let me turn my hearing aids up. So I had no idea they had them. Imagine now you've got these for some people that will be able to use those. And it won't cost a lot, and it's over the counter, and people will be able to get the help they need that probably they're avoiding because of the cost. That's pretty significant. I'm going to say thumbs up to that. I mean, you know, hearing aids were like well over $4,000 or more, and of course insurance didn't cover a lot of that, and then you have all the tests and everything else that you had to go through. So I think there's a middle swath of people, certainly not with somebody with severe problems, but there is that middle ground where people will be able to go and get what they need so that they can hear better, it won't break the bank, and they don't have to sweat it trying to figure out how are they going to come up with enough money to, you know, to pull this one out. And it's pretty awful if you can't hear what people around you are saying. If you've ever been in that situation where you're struggling to, like, hear, oh, it's like the worst, right? So this is a very, very good thing in a sea of things that make you go crazy. There's something that we can walk away with thinking, yeah, I feel pretty good about that. Definitely feel pretty good about that. Something else that to re-emphasize this that I brought up at the top of the show is the defeat of Liz Cheney by the virtually unknown Harriet Hageman. She really, really, really took it to her in the Tuesday votes on the Republican side of things for that spot. 66% of the vote to Liz Cheney's 29%, somewhere in there. Wow. I don't think it's surprising, because I really honestly think Liz Cheney expected that. And the early polls kind of showed that was going to happen too as well. All right, music means that I got to dance off this stage, if you know what I mean. Any thoughts on anything that we talked about or anything else that you want to bring up, do it. K2KDelaneyRadio.com 24/7. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life?
Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.